Star 99 is proud to present this coverage of sports. This game can also be heard anywhere around the world at drgnews.com. It's time for the pregame. Here's Andy Hsu.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Park Ridge Gym in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and the home of the Stanley County Buffaloes. Tonight, we've got girls basketball on hand for you, and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. Tonight's Keys to Success is brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. The Starting Lineups is brought to you by Gas and Goodies in Mobridge. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Tip-off tonight brought to you by MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. Timeouts tonight are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. The end game sponsors tonight, McClellan Swanson Dental Office, Great Western Bank, West River Telecommunications, Owyhee Car Wash, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Heil, Motorary Hospital and Clinic, MC Listing. That time brought by Kale Barnes, and the club game by Pearl's Food. The brought by Fisher and sponsors are Keynes, Riverside Home, and Sitting Bull Cottage. As we get set and ready for the teams to take the floor, we will go ahead and hear from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and meet the officials when we return Star 99.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
And welcome back here. Tonight's officials, three of the best around, picked by the South Dakota High School Activities Association. They are Brandon Sulik, Melby Kirky, and RJ Estes. And so there's your officials. We also have some great interviews, and we talked to both coaches about tonight's game and the end of the season coming up, and of course regional tournament right around the corner. So we got the insight from both coaches. We're going to have those interviews right after this two-minute break here on Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Winter weather is hard on your paint and underbody of your vehicle. At Owyhee Car Wash in Mulbridge, we want to help you take care of your vehicle with our new automatic car wash bays on West Grand Crossing. Choose from our touchless or soft touch wash to make your vehicle look great both underneath and outside. Keeping your car clean helps prolong the value too. Owyhee Car Wash is proud to sponsor the sports broadcast and grateful we can serve you.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant, and if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Lusick, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine, and for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to start our pregame with Stanley County's coach, Coach Braceland. And Coach, we talked last year in length about the young, the youth, the kids that are coming up. And it seems like it's kind of paid off really nice for you. You've got some good leadership now mixed in with some really exciting youthful players that are going to be, you know, good in the future. And so things are looking up.
Yeah. You know, last year we didn't graduate anyone, which was really nice to be able to continue with the same group for 2 years now. You know, and we have three seniors this year that have, you know, they're more planting seeds, and they know that. They know that's been their role. But they've planted good seeds, I think, and we have, you know, after them, you know, we only have a couple juniors, and then the rest are freshmen and sophomores and eighth graders even. So we have good things coming our way, I think.
I imagine it makes for interesting practices. I know when you're a junior and senior, you want to get after, you want to get rough and tumble, but you have to slow it down a little bit for the younger kids so they get to, you know, learn the system, right?
Yeah, and really sometimes it's those younger girls, though, that are get after it, and they're the go-getters. You know, we have, there's some girls where I'm like, you do whatever you can to stop these other girls. So I don't care if you're fouling, hanging on to jerseys, whatever you got to do to make it tougher on them to make them get better, let's do it. So the younger girls, you know, yes, we have to slow things down, you know, catch them up to speed and, you know, more with ball control and things like that. But they're also the ones that aren't afraid to get down after it either, which is great.
And we talk about Mobridge-Pollock, and of course you've got to talk about the pace of the game when you talk about Mobridge-Pollock. They're going to want to get up and down the floor. You guys, I imagine you're going to want to slow it down a little bit, run through your half-court set.
Yeah, we know, we've played a lot of teams that can run and gun, you know, and we've actually been able to do that against a few of the teams that we've been successful against too. So, you know, I expect them to press. I expect them to, they're going to play tough D. They're going to get up and down the court, but I think we're prepared for that from who we've faced this season so far.
And you get to this point of the season, it's where you want to start thinking, all right, now it's postseason coming up. It's right around the corner. We got to be playing our best basketball right now and be the dark horse in the tournament, right?
Yeah, and we definitely have an opportunity with that. You know, the nice thing is we will have played whoever we end up with region-wise. You know, those top three teams are going to have to battle it out. So we'll see who we end up with. It could be Mulbridge again. It could be Crow Creek. It could be Winter. Whoever comes out on top in the next 2 days. But either way, you know, we've seen these teams before, and that's the fun part for us to be able to, you know, get back at it, you know, show what we've learned and how we've got better the second time around against these teams.
All right, Coach. Well, it's a pleasure to come down here and play in the Park Ridge Gym, and thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is Star 99.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mulbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mulbridge-Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mulbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
Welcome back from the break. We're going to continue with our pregame. We've got Coach Hedick with us. And, Coach, I've said it so many times, you get to this point of the season, you got to be playing your best basketball, getting ready for postseason. And you don't want to overlook anybody, but you also want to make sure that you are ready to go each and every night. And because it hits you really fast, that regional tournament hits you like a wet gloves kind of.
Yeah, it's coming real fast. We've got, obviously, today, tomorrow, and then it comes right away on Tuesday without a lot of time in between. Luckily, we've had a pretty good season this year and got a pretty decent record, so we're looking at maybe not quite as strenuous of a game on Tuesday. Hopefully, obviously, can't overlook anybody, but it really is nice to start out with that high seed and be at home as well.
So I asked you a couple of weeks ago about looking forward to the tournament and what your thoughts were. As far as seeding goes, what do you think right now?
I've done the calculations about every which way I can figure it out, and it looks like our options are most likely either a one seed or a three seed, depending on what happens tomorrow night. If we would win tonight, and then tomorrow night, we could jump up to the one seed and have two home games. I think losing to Winter would flip us down all the way to the three, and they would bypass us, so we would have to be on the road the second round. There is one game across the state in the southern part of the state right now that could help us and maybe allow that to change. But there's all those different things that change, and the biggest thing we got to focus on is just getting it done on our end in the next two nights.
Well, and it's a testament to the region we play in with this tight a race going into the last couple of games of the season. So there's nobody you can overlook, right?
Absolutely not. It's tight race, especially between those three, four teams up top. And it's what's really fun about it is it's kind of open to anybody. You know, right now, Crow Creek sits in first seed by a fraction of a seed point, you know. So we could jump up there. Winter could jump up there, you know, and we beat Crow Creek, and Crow Creek beat Winter. So, you know, there's nothing to say that anybody up top could just have a couple good nights and get it done.
So as far as Stanley County goes, this is kind of a different look Stanley County team that you've seen, you know, the last couple of years. They do have some seniors in the lineup. They do have some experience, and they've got some young go-getters that are going to, you know, try to play as tough a defense as they can against you guys.
Yeah, there's no team really in the state that anybody should just overlook and think they're going to come walk through, you know. They're down and their record's down, but everybody's trying to win, especially in their own gym. So we just got to come out and play our game and take care of business, and we should be all right.
All right, Coach. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back in 2 minutes right here. This is Star 99.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mulbridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
At McClellan Swanson Dental, we understand. We understand the nervousness, the edginess, the fear that takes over. And that's why when you sit down in the chair, you can't have a better friend than the one you'll have at McClellan Swanson Dental. Our dentists understand your apprehension. That's why you're their first concern for any dental procedure. Whether it's a simple cleaning or something as complex as a root canal, you can rest assured that our dentists will take every precaution to make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. McClellan Swanson Dental in Mulbridge. Your smile, our success.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships, just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
No, 679 for 701. Hey, welcome back. Here we are at Park Ridge Gym right here in Fort Pierce, Stanley County. And you know what? I think we got plenty of time here. We'll meet the starting lineups. Starting lineups on Star 99 brought to you by Gas and Goodies in Mulbridge. We're going to hear from them. We'll come back with your starters right here on Star 99.
Where are you going?
Stop! You're practically on E!
You don't just roll by Gas and Goodies in Mulbridge. Are you crazy? You fill us up, and I'll be right back. This is why you stop. Fresh homemade pizza by the slice, ice-cold beverages, and I couldn't pass up the caramel rolls for the morning.
They have all that?
And more. Propane fills, lottery room, ATM. I've been stopping at Gas and Goodies in Mulbridge for years. Never just drive by. Phew.
All right, well, Here we go. It's time for the starting lineups. Again, brought to you by Gas and Goodies. Mulbridge Pollock will be the visitors on the scoreboard, so we'll introduce them first. First of all, at a forward spot, a 5'7 junior wearing number 24, averaging 8 points a game and 3 rebounds. She shoots 67% from the line and 37% from the floor. Of course, I'm talking about Emma Keller. The other starting forward tonight is a junior at 5'7 wearing number 2. She averages 15 points and 2 rebounds per game. Shoots 57% from the line and 45% from the floor, Mariah Gary. In the middle, the senior at 5'10", wearing number 10. She averages 15 points a game and just about 7 rebounds per game. Shoots 57% from the line and 50% from the floor, Landon Henderson. The two guards tonight, a sophomore at 5'4", wearing number 3, averaging about 7 points per game and 3 rebounds. She also averages 52% from the line and 49% from the floor, Reagan Weisbeck. And then there's Heidi Olson, the other guard, the point guard. She is 5'3 and a sophomore, wearing number 5, averaging almost 7 points per game and 5 rebounds. She shoots just about 68% from the line, 50% from the floor. And there's your starting lineups for Mulbridge Pollock. On the other side of the ball for Stanley County, they start out like this. At a senior, 5'8", wearing number 14, Carly O'Connor. She is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. Shoots just about 17% from the line and 25% from the floor. And then the other starting forward is a sophomore at 5'11", wearing number 2. It's Cadence Hand. And she is wearing number 22 tonight. She averages about 5 points and 5 rebounds per game, 47% from the line and 36% from the floor. In the middle, the senior at 5'10", Jordan Sosa. She is wearing number 15. She averages 8 points and 6 rebounds per game, 48% from the line and 38% from the floor. And then the two guards, Maddie Duffy is a sophomore at 5'6", wearing number 3, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game, 67% from the line and 24% from the floor. And then there is the senior at 5'3". It's Taylor Stroop, and she's wearing number 2. She averages 7 points and 4 rebounds per game, 68% from the line and 31% from the floor. Now you know the starting lineups as they are going to be introduced on the floor, and the national anthem will take 3 minutes. We'll come right back with the MDU tip-off on Star 99.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Ooh, Herbie, you look so handsome.
Aw, it's because my owner takes me to the Oahe Car Wash and makes me look great.
And you do. My owner washes me himself in the driveway.
You should take your owner to the Oahe Car Wash. You won't have to drag around hoses, soap, or nothing. All he has to do is slide his debit card or put in cash, and it'll take half the time.
Whether you're a do-it-yourself kind of guy and like to wash your car yourself, or prefer the convenience of an automated car wash, Oahe Car Wash is here to serve you.
I can't wait to see you.
At Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Great Western Bank in Mobridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way, from everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mobridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, "In the community to serve," goes beyond providing safe and reliable electric and natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Well, starting lineup still being announced right now as we get ready to go. And just moments away from tip-off. Thank you to MDU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. And they have been our tip-off sponsor for many years. And we appreciate that partnership that we have with them. If you would like to be a partner in these broadcasts, please contact our office, DRG Media Group, 845-3654, toll-free, long distance, 1-800-658-3451. If you'd like to be a partner for the upcoming postseason, it gets really exciting from here, folks. Tomorrow night will be the last regular season game for the girls, and their fate will be determined by the seeding points. And we'll have information on that hopefully by Saturday morning. There's a lot of games being played Friday, and so nothing's going to be official until then. Here we go. Caden's hand is going to jump in the center circle right across from Landon Henderson. And the tip is going to be controlled by the Buffaloes. And right away in the backcourt, the ball stolen away, picked up by Gary, give it off to Olson. Now Gary puts a shot up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Landon Henderson. Her shot won't go. Now the rebound pulled down by Keller. Give it back out to Gary. Gary dribble drive, can't get it to go, and hand right there with the rebound. She'll give it off to Maddie Duffy out of the backcourt. She'll run it into the left side. Now look up top, give it off there to Stroop. Stroop's going to lose a handle on it. It's picked up by Emma Keller and Mobridge Pollock back in business. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play. There's going to be a foul called. Just on who? Foul is going to go against Duffy. Maddie Duffy picks up her first foul. First foul of the ball game. And the Tigers will inbound from the far side. Inbounds comes in to Olson. Heidi Olson brings it over to the right side from the wing spot. It's going to be Keller back up top. Gary, stop and pop from the free throw line. Can't get it to go. And the rebound comes out, and the Buffaloes are on the attack. Long down court pass, trying to get Candace Hand on the block. It went over her head and out of bounds. Tigers will get it back. Everybody ice cold right now. We're about a minute into this one. And 7:10 left here. 0-0 on the board. Not for a lack of trying. Free throw line extended, now in underneath, and the turnaround shot by Keller, no good. But she is going to go to the line. Carly O'Connor picks up the foul. That'll be her first, second team foul. And here comes Emma Keller up there to shoot two free throws. First one on its way. It's right there. And so Mobridge Pollock draws first blood from the foul stripe. Quickly into the ball game is going to be Morgan Hoffman, the 5'4 freshman for Stanley County. Here comes Keller, second one on its way. It's right there as well. Keller gets both of them, and Mobridge Pollock gets out to a 2-point lead, 2-0, with under 7 minutes left here in the first quarter. Here come the Buffaloes back the other way, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. I believe that, yep, it's going to be Landon Henderson picking up and the first team foul. So Stanley County will inbound from the baseline underneath their own basket. Candace Hand will bring it in. Give it off to Sosa. Sosa in the corner trying to come back up top with it. And Hoffman gets it. And she is going to put the shot up. No good. There's going to be a fight for the rebound. The ball went out on Stanley County. So Mulbridge Pollock will get the ball back. 2-0 our score. Tigers on top. 6:44 left here in the first quarter. Here's Olsen now, right side, give it off to Henderson. Now Gehring. Gehring through the middle, trying to give it back to Henderson, and there's going to be a jump ball call. Possession arrow belongs to Mowbridge Pollock. They'll inbound on their baseline. Well, more towards the corner than underneath their own basket. Gehring will set it up. Mariah looks for somebody to pop open. Now give it up top to Weisbeck. Weisbeck, couple of dribbles. Keller now. Keller goes baseline, puts the running one-hander up. No good. Rebound fought for, and it comes out to Hand. Now Stanley County in the backcourt, facing a lot of pressure back there. They're going to get it across. It's Stroop into the corner. And give it off there into the hands of Hoffman. Hoffman backs her way in on the baseline. Now back out it comes, and it's Sosa. Sosa's shot is contested, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And Sosa's going to go to the line for Stanley County. Foul this time is going to go against Heidi Olsen. That'll be her first, second team foul. Meanwhile, Jordan Sosa, the senior at 5'10", will check up there with two shots. First one, in and out, no good. Sosa will get the ball back, try to make it a one-point game. If she can get this one down, 6:09 left here in the first quarter. Couple of dribbles now, takes a look, puts it on its way. Yes. Yeah, that's what you call shooter's touch right there. Hits every part of the rim and still finds the bottom of the net. Well, Rich Pollock on the attack. Gehring up top now. Give it off Weisbeck. Here's Olsen. Now Weisbeck. Weisbeck thinks about the three. Give it off to Olsen. Olsen on the dribble a couple of times now. Weisbeck will take the three, and it's going to be long. No good. Hoffman right there with the rebound. Give it up in the backcourt and going to work with it is Stroop. And to the corner this time. Duffy. Duffy goes on the baseline drive. Scoop shot. Little finger roll up and under. It's good. And the Buffaloes have the lead 3-2. 5:35 left here in the first period. Here's Gehring. Gehring looking for somebody to pop open. Give it up top now. Olsen into the high paint. It's going to be Henderson. Now Weisbeck. Weisbeck trying to go over the top of the pass. It's stolen away. And up court they go. Hand will put it up off the window. No good. Keller with the rebound. Now it comes out, and it's going to be Gehring. Up and good. Mariah Gehring will put the basket in, and it's now 4-3. Mulbridge Pollock on top. Here come the Buffaloes on the attack. Right side, Duffy goes on the baseline drive. No good on the shot. Henderson with the rebound. Up ahead it comes, and it's going to be Weisbeck. Give it off in the corner, and it's going to be in the hands of Keller. Now top of the key, three on the way. Off the mark, no good by Olsen. Rebound comes out, and there's going to be a reach-in penalty in the backcourt. And Heidi Olsen's going to get caught with her hand in the cookie jar. That'll be her second. Olsen will come out of the lineup. Coming in there is going to be Katie Chemnitz, sophomore at 5'7". And back in there is going to be Carly O'Connor for the Buffaloes. Here's a steal. Mariah Gehring had the steal, put it on the floor. I think it went up against her knee, and they're going to count that as a dribble. So the inbounds comes in, and here's Hoffman. Hoffman giving off now to Hand. Hand goes to the block. Now back out it comes, and it's going to be in the hands of Duffy. Duffy on the dribble from left to right around the top of the perimeter. Give it off to O'Connor. O'Connor comes inside the high paint. Now into the corner. Here's a three on the way, and it is going to be no good. Rebound fought for. And it's picked up back the other way in a hurry. And Katie Chemnitz goes up. She is fouled on the way up. And right now I can tell you that there is a track meet going on here. Taylee Stroop picks up the foul. That'll be her first, third team foul. Chemnitz at the line. Two shots coming up. Katie eyes the first one. Puts it on its way. In and out. No good. Katie gets set and ready for the second side. Gets the ball from the referee. spins it. Couple of dribbles now, fires it. And it's off the back edge, no good. Rebound tipped around a couple of times. Loose on the floor, bodies all over the place, and it comes out. How about that? How about Katie Kimnitz and the effort right there? And the shot up and good by Emma Keller. And then the pressure in the backcourt turns over the Buffaloes again. And so Mobridge Pollock will inbound, and they're going to have it just in front of the Lady Buffaloes bench. It comes into Weisbach, top of the key. Now out there, long three on the way. Boom! Right there. How about Mariah Guerin from deep? 9-3. Tigers on top, back the other way, and coast to coast, Taylor Stroop puts it up off the window and good. This is a track meet right now. Weisbach goes out to the left side, gets it right back, puts the three on the way, back edge, no good. Chemnitz right there with a rebound, now into the hands of Keller, back to Weisbach. Back out, Gehring. Gehring puts a three on the way. No good. Chemnitz right there with the rebound. Now inside it comes, and it's going to be Henderson. Henderson's turnaround, no good. And the rebound is tipped into the hands of Keller. They can't get the basket to go. Then there's going to be a fight for the rebound. Not a jump ball, but a foul will be called. Foul is going to go against Katie Chemnitz. That'll be her first. Third team foul. Jordan Sosa will check back into the lineup for Carly O'Connor for the Buffaloes. Inbounds is set, comes in. Stroop in the backcourt against pressure, brings it across the time stripe. Works it into the left side, now give it off to Duffy. Duffy looks for somebody open inside, not much there. She'll bring it back out now. Now needs some help as she is going to be surrounded out there. Give it off to Sosa. Sosa goes into the block, now gives it off in the corner to Duffy. Duffy is going to go on the baseline drive, and somebody's going to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar. This one's going to go against Landon Henderson, and that'll be her second foul. And immediately jumping up off the bench is going to be Emily Hudson-Bueller, the junior at 5'9", as Henderson will have a seat on the bench. So the Buffaloes will inbound into the corner it comes, and it's going to be Duffy. Duffy will give it back, and on the dribble drive this time is Hoffman. Her shot way off the mark, and a loose ball is picked up by Weisbach. Weisbach tries to pass down into the corner, and it's just a little bit out of the reach of Gary. 9-5 our score right now, 2:48 left here in the first period. Mobridge Pollock on top. Stroop coming back the other way is going to get the ball stripped out of her hands. Up ahead it comes to Gary. Gary will give it off, and Chemnitz will go up off the window and good. 11-5 now, Mobridge Pollock on top. Long pass across the stripe. It's Sosa. Sosa's shot is going to be partially blocked on the way up, and then there's going to be a loose ball foul on the, or a player control foul on the rebound. And this one's going to go against Sosa. That'll be her first. Fourth team foul against the Buffaloes. Tigers on the attack. Right side, outside. It's going to be Keller. Now Chemnitz. Chemnitz is going to go on the dribble drive, bring it back out. Gary now, she'll stop and pop. 15-footer off the back edge. No good. Rebound comes down to Hoffman. Hoffman will bring it back the other way. Cross the stripe now, go across the way and give it off to Duffy. Duffy will bring it in a little bit closer. Now high paint. Now it's going to be a shot. Hoffman, three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes out to Emma Keller. Keller looks up court, give it off now, and it's Weisbach. Weisbach back out. Keller puts up the three. Boom, right there. 14-5 now, and it's Mobridge Pollock on top. Reagan Weisbach looks like she took an elbow right to the noggin. She is going to come out of the ballgame a little weary, and coming in for her is going to be Sophia Overland, the freshman at 5'7". Lady Buffaloes to inbound in the backcourt. Going to work with it is going to be Stroop, and she is going to be fouled immediately as Sophia Overland reaches in, gets caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Her first and the seventh team foul. And so the Buffaloes are going to go to the charity stripe with the 1-1. Coming up there, Kaylee Shrew. On its way, and it's right there. That makes the score 14-6 now in favor of Mobridge Pollock. Second one coming up. Stroop spins the ball now, ready, fires it. It's going to be right there. She got both sides, and it's now 14-7, Mobridge Pollock. Here comes Oberland out of the backcourt. Give it off to Keller. Keller puts on a move, brings it back out. Chemnitz, now Gary. Gary will give it off to, this time, you know, Hudson Buehler. Back over to Chemnitz, back out to Keller. Now Gary. Gehring on the dribble drive. Now into the hands of Hudsonbiller. What a move. She can't get the basket, though. And the rebound is going to be controlled by the Buffaloes. Up ahead it comes. And it's going to be Sosa. And a shot up and good. 14-9 our score. Mobridge Pollock on top. Here's Keller for three. And it's going to be hard off the back edge. Long rebound. Pulled down by Duffy. Give it up to Stroop. Stroop will bring it into the right side. Into the high paint. It comes now to Sosa. She almost loses the handle. She does. Lose a handle on it. Overland comes up with it. And she doesn't have the numbers, so she'll give it off. Gehring from the corner. 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Keller. Now back out to Gehring. Here's a three on the way. This one's going to be off the back edge as well. No good. Rebound this time comes out to Corey Enders, the junior 5'8", who just checked into the ball game. Stanley County on the attack. Duffy left side outside. Looks back up top to Stroop. Stroop goes on the dribble into the high paint. Now looks inside. The ball is going to be stolen away. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul as Overland was coming out of the backcourt. Stroop will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And that means Mobridge Pollock will have the ball in the backcourt. And it's going to be Overland to bring it across. Give it off right side outside from the corner on the dribble drive. Keller back out to Overland inside the paint. And she's not going to get the basket, but she was fouled. Foul is going to go against Duffy. Duffy will pick up her second one. And that puts at the charity stripe, Sophie Overland, the 5'7 freshman, takes a look, puts it on its way. It's right there. Duffy's going to come out of the ball game. Checking in for her is going to be Carly O'Connor. So Overland back up there. Second one on its way. It's right there. 16-9 our score right now. A long shot at the buzzer, no good. Rebound Chemnitz. And after one on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, it is Tigers 16, Buffalo 9. We will be back in 60 seconds right here on Star 99.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
Twice a year, you owe it to yourself to get a checkup because you were only given one set of teeth to work with. After that, it's too late to say, I should have cared for them better. McClellan Swanson Dental will help you get the most from your teeth and gums. So for everything from a simple checkup to a wide variety of services, trust McClellan Swanson Dental. To make an appointment, call 845-7222. McClellan Swanson Dental of Mobridge. Healthy smiles for life.
Fresh 8 minutes on the clock, and it's going to be Stanley County basketball to get going here. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Star 99 KOLY FM. Drive sober or get pulled over. Buffalo's on the attack up top now. Duffy, give it off there. It's going to be O'Connor. O'Connor's pass is going to be broken up and stolen away. Gehring down at the other end gets past, get the rebound. The basket. Now here's a three by Henderson. Good. Rebound comes out to Duffy, and Duffy will bring it up herself. Great time barrier going to the top of the paint. Give it off there. It's going to be Stroop. Stroop looks into the right side. Now into the high paint it comes. It's Sosa. Sosa one dribble looking for some help. Back out. It's going to have to come to Stroop. Now Sosa. Sosa down the right side. Give it off left side. It's going to be Duffy. Duffy on the dribble. Now puts up running one-hander, and it's right there. 16-11 now. Arch Pollock on top, got the basketball. Here's Henderson. Henderson goes down the right side of the paint, puts the shot up. No good, but she is fouled, and she's going to go to the line. And from that dump, that's the O foul. Or no, no, two, I'm sorry. Kaylee Stroop has the O foul. That's number three on her. Henderson up there, two shots coming up. First one on its way is off the back edge, no good. Stroop checks out of the lineup. Morgan Hoffman comes back in for Stanley County. Henderson back up there. One shot left of the two-shot foul. It's on its way. It's right there. Henderson gets one out of two up there, and it's now 17-11. Tigers on top, 6:48 until halftime. Down in the corner, the Buffaloes go on the attack to Hoffman. Hoffman looks in now, and it's going to be in the hands of Sosa. Sosa over the top to Hand. Back out it comes again, and three on the way. Boom, there's Morgan Hoffman from downtown. And it's a three-point game now, 17-14. Tigers on top. Weisbeck, top of the key, give it off to Keller. Down in the corner to, this time, Olsen. Olsen will bring it back up. Now way up there is going to be Gehring. Gehring to Keller. Now to, this time, Henderson. Now here's a three on the way. No good. And a fight for the rebound. Olsen gets it. Goes back up with it. She is fouled. Foul is going to go against Hand. That'll be her first. And that'll put Heidi Olsen up there with two shots. First one on its way, it's right there. Olsen will set up for shot number two. Second one on its way, it's right there as well. She is both sides, and it's now 9-14, back to a five-point lead for Mulberry. It's going to be the Buffaloes with the basketball. Turnaround shot at the top of the key for Jordan Sosa. And it's right there. 19-16. Weisbeck on the dribble. Give it back out to Olsen. Tigers on top. There's going to be Olsen. Olsen giving off left to Weisbeck. Weisbeck on dribble drive. Now Gehring. Gehring stop and pop. 15-footer. No good. Rebound this time comes out to O'Connor. Give it ahead, and it's going to come from Maddie Duffy to Hoffman. And now the ball's thrown away. And here comes Heidi Olsen through the middle of the paint. Now Keller comes, and Keller puts up the three. In and out, no good. Weisbeck runs down the rebound. Now inside it comes, and it's going to be Henderson giving off to Keller. Now Gehring for three. Boom, right there. Backcourt, a lot of pressure back there. Now they give it off across the stripe to Sosa. Sosa will pull up inside the block. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped around. Comes out to Gehring. Now Olsen. Olsen looks down court, trying to find somebody open. Over the top, give it off. Henderson. Henderson turns, puts it up off the window. Good. Nice hustle by the Tigers. And Landon Henderson gets the basket. And it's 24-16 going into the timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. And we'll be back in 60, Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Coming out of the timeout. Tigers on top, 4:48 left here in the first half. Second quarter action from Stanley County. Inbounds is set up for Buffaloes, comes in. And right away, Maddie Duffy in trouble. Give it off now. It's going to be O'Connor. O'Connor stops the dribble. Duffy. Duffy across the stripe. She'll work it into the left side. And back up top now. And the ball is going to be thrown away. Here comes all on the breakaway. Give it off to Weisbeck. And Weisbeck is thumped. Weisbeck's going to go to the line. Two shots coming up. O'Connor picks up her second foul. So Weisbeck will step up there. Two shots coming up. First one right there. All right, Gary will check out the lineup coming in there for us. It's going to be Charlie Andrews, the 5'10 freshman. Back up there's Weisbeck. Back up two coming up on its way. Rebound comes to hand, and it's a 9-point lead. 25-16. Tigers on top. Duffy, top of the key, to the left side. Can get it back up. O'Connor dribbles and back out to Duffy. Duffy into the corner this time. Now brings it down, trying to find the lane to drive. Not there. Back to Hoffman. Hoffman. Looks like she's going to pull a clean footer. She does it. Now Duffy trying to go inside. The ball's thrown away. And it's up by this time Olsen. Olsen giving off to Weisbeck, right side, down on the wing. Now up top, it's going to be Henderson. Landon goes down the middle of the paint, and she is fouled on the way to the basket. Foul's going to go against Tand, and that'll be her second. So Landon Henderson will check up there, try to make it a 10 and maybe 11-point lead. First one on its way, it's right there. She'll have another shot at it, second of two. But before that, Terry O'Connor's coming out of the ball game, and Jorson Sosa will check in. I think it's Jordan Sosa. I got a typo. And the second one is right there. And right away in the backcourt, the ball's going to be knocked away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by the Buffaloes. Tiger basketball, and Weisbeck is going to bring it in. This time to Keller. Emma goes through the middle of the paint. Coming up, she's going to go to the line. Now this time is going to go against Hoffman. That'll be her first. 10th team foul. So from now on, it's two shots all the way. Keller, the first one off the back edge, no good. 27-16, over at Pollock on top, 3:43 left here in the first half. Second one from Keller is off the back edge as well. Rebound is going to come out this time to Stanley County. And Duffy will bring it through the backcourt. Cross the stripe, now work it into the right side. Looking for help up top. Hoffman pops up there. Now takes the ball into the left wing. She'll fire up the three. Boom, right there. Morgan Hoffman with her second three-pointer of the ball game. And it's 27-19 now. Tigers on top. Landon Henderson looks like she's going to shoot. She'll give it off to Charlie instead. Charlie Henderson goes up. She's fouled. She's going to go to the line. And that one's going to go against Hoffman. That'll be her second. There's a lot of foul trouble right now for Stanley County. Charlie Hoffman up there. Two shots coming up. First one right there. 28-19. Checking out is going to be Weisbeck. And coming in for her is going to be Katie Kimnitz. Weisbeck might need a trauma unit after this. Second one from Shelly right there. So Henderson's up there at the line tonight. Nice. Doing a good job. Duffy in the backcourt. She's going to fall down. Lose the handle. Picked up by Katie Kimnitz. Kimnitz is going to get called for traveling. So the turnover and the Buffaloes, they're going to have in the backcourt. Pressure being applied by Mulbridge Pollock right now. 29-19, 10-point lead for the Tigers. In the backcourt, they're going to give it off this time to Sosa. Up ahead it comes. It's going to be Hoffman. Hoffman looks into Sosa, and Sosa is going to get fouled as she was turning around that time. Foul is going to go against Landon Henderson. Landon has just picked up the old foul. That's number three on her. Landon check out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Emily Hudson-Buehler for Mulbridge Pollock. The 1-1. So up there at the line is going to be Jordan Sosa. She has to hit the first one to get to the second one, and she does. Keller's going to check out of the line. Back in there is going to be Mariah Gehring for Mulbridge Pollock. Back up there is Sosa. Sosa's second one, front edge, no good. Rebound to Hudson-Buehler, and here come the Tigers, and they want to run. Right side to Gehring. Gehring brings it back up top. They'll settle into their half-court offense. Here's Hudson-Buehler, a couple of dribbles back out to Charlie Henderson. Now it's going to be Gehring. Gehring will give it off to, this time, Kimnitz from 15, right there. 31-20, with 2:27 left here until halftime. Tigers on top. Buffaloes on the offensive side of things right now. Long shot, no good by Hoffman, but a rebound and a putback up by Corey Enders is right there. 23-22. Three-pointer on the left side. Long shot. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. That is going to be Enders, and that'll be her first. Not sure if that was a three-point attempt or not. Two-point attempt. First one from Gehring. No good. Kind of rattled off the right side of the rim. She'll try to reset and get this one to go. On its way, in and out, no good. Rebound to Hand, and here come the Buffaloes back the other way. Duffy crosses the stripe, goes down the middle, puts a shot up, no good. And there's going to be a traveling violation on top of that, and the Tigers are going to get the ball. Charlie Henderson's going to check out of the lineup. Back in there is going to be Emma Keller for Mulbridge Pollock. Inbounds comes in. Olson across the stripe. Now right side to Keller. Down in the corner it comes to Gehring. Gehring back up top, and it's going to be Kimnitz. Back to Keller. Keller's taking too many steps. And another turnover. 1:51 left here until halftime. Our score, Tigers 31, Buffaloes 22. Inbounds is set for the Buffaloes. It comes into Duffy. Duffy works it over to the left side now. Give it off in the backcourt this time to Sosa. Sosa loses the handle. Now Duffy, and they just barely get it across before the 10 count. And will go to the left side, give it off to Enders. Enders back out to Duffy. Now Hoffman. Hoffman will back it out two steps. Now back up top it comes, and it's going to be Sosa. Sosa goes on the drive. Off the window. Good. 31-24. Tigers on top. Back the other way. Tigers on the attack. Here's Keller. Puts up the three, and it's off the back edge. No good. Rebound comes out. Gehring back to Keller now. It's out to Weisbeck. He'll put up the three. In and out. No good. Rebound this time is chased down by Enders, and here comes Stanley County on the run. Duffy goes to the top of the key and now loses the handle there for a moment. Picked up by Hand, and now back out it comes. And now the pass inside, this time from Sosa, is going to be stolen away. And in the backcourt, there's going to be a whistle and a foul. foul is going to go against Sosa, and Sosa will pick up her second foul. Two shots coming up for Heidi Olson. Double bonus time. 47 seconds left until halftime, 31-24. Tigers on top. Olson up there makes it now 32-24. With another shot at it. She puts it on its way. Back edge, no good. Rare miss for Heidi Olson. And there's going to be a foul on the inbounds, and going to get the foul this time. It's going to be Emma Keller. That'll be her first. I thought it said 2-2. It was 2-4. So 2-2 is actually shooting Candace Hand. On its way. First one is good. So she'll get the bonus shot here. 32-25. Mulbridge Pollock on top. 45 seconds until halftime. Second one is on its way. Back edge, no good. Rebound comes out to Keller. Keller give it up ahead. Olson now over to Gary. Gary will bring it back out to Olson. Olson looks inside, and there's going to be a huge collision there as they were trying to get the ball into Keller. And foul is going to go against Sosa. Sosa just picked up the foul. That is number three on her. Two shots coming up for Emma Keller, who will be up there for the fifth time already. On its way, first one is in and out, no good. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Sosa. Back in there is going to be O'Connor for Stanley County. Keller spins the ball, one dribble, spins it in her hands. Now looks, on its way, it's right there. Emma gets one out of two up there, and it's now 33-25. Aldridge Pollock on top, 32 seconds left here. Long pass down the other way. Hoffman with a shot, no good. Duffy goes up. She can't get the shot to go, and it's stolen away. Emma Keller off to the races, give it off to Gary. Now here is Heidi Olson up off the window. Good. That's how you run a fast break right there. Back to a 10-point lead. It's 35-25. And as the ball gets across the time stripe, another whistle, another foul. Katie Kinmitz picks up her second, and two shots coming up down at the other end. Here's Morgan Hoffman. She'll step up for the first side. Front edge, no good. Hoffman is a 5'4 freshman for Stanley County. Emily Hudson-Bueller will check out of the lineup. Coming in, back in there, is going to be Reagan Weisbeck for Mulbridge Pollock. Hoffman, second one, rattles around and finally finds the bottom of the net. Back the other way, 8 seconds. There's going to be Olson for three, no good. Hand with the rebound. Now give it up, 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not going to get the shot off, no. And so at halftime, our score on your Vision Care Associates scoreboard, it is Mulbridge Pollock 35, and it is Stanley County 26. We will be back in 3 minutes. We'll add it all up, tell you about it. It'll be a part of your Cahill Bauer & Associates halftime score sheet right here on Star 99.
What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, just different. My owner took me through the automatic car wash at Oahe Wash, and I've never been so clean.
So why are you so fidgety?
It not only leaves my outside squeaky clean and shiny, but it took care of my every nook and cranny underneath, too.
You mean even the tailpipe?
Yep, even the tailpipe.
Get your car clean from bottom to top with the automatic car wash, or use their manual wash and do it yourself at Oahe Car Wash in Mulbridge.
Ooh, this feels great.
At Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykhouse, Executive Assistant, and if you need medical care, then trust our team. Dr. Alan Lawrence and Dr. Donald Luzik, General Surgeons, Dr. Josh Henderson and Dr. Travis Henderson, Internal Medicine, and for family and women's health, including obstetrics, you can trust Dr. Emily Bowden, Dr. Robert Marciano, and Dr. Matt Schaefer. Good luck from our team to yours from Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Remodeling your kitchen? In the market for a new vehicle? How about an exotic vacation? Whatever you dream, a home equity line of credit from Great Western Bank puts the funds you need at your fingertips. With local decision-making and attention to detail, we can help you get started. Call me, Lindsay Scott, personal banker at Mobridge Great Western Bank today at 605-845-7233 to learn more about our low rates. Great Western Bank, making life great, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Carol Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
When looking for dental care, trust the team at McQuillan Swanson Dental to take care of your entire family's dental needs. Whether it's a checkup, whitening, or cosmetic dentistry, Dr. Mark McQuillan and Dr. Tom Swanson can make sure your dental work is done efficiently and affordable at McQuillan Swanson Dental. To learn more about our facility or schedule an appointment, give us a call at 845-7222 at McQuillan Swanson Dental, here for all of your family's dental needs.
Hey! It's just about tax time. Do you have your tax papers together yet? Take your corporate farm or ranch papers to my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates, and he will help plan your taxes before the end of the year and prepare them for your best return because he's smart. If you need accounting services, he can do that too, or give them to one of his other smart accountants. Call my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates and tell him Bentley sent you.
Welcome back here at halftime, 35-26, 9-point lead for Mobridge Pollock right now, 35-26 our score. Let's take a look at your Cahill Bauer & Associates score sheet here at halftime. Right now, Carly O'Connor has two fouls, Candace Hand with two fouls and 1 point. Jordan Sosa, senior 5'10", has three fouls right now and 8 points. Maddie Duffy has got three fouls and 4 points right now. Taylor Stroop has three fouls and four points. And I just won 50-50. Man, all right. Corey Enders has a foul and right now 2 points. And Morgan Hoffman has 7 points and two fouls. Katie Conold, or actually Tegan Conold, was watching my tickets for me, so she gets half.
I do?
And she gets half of the winnings. So I think it was like $80, $89. So you take 60 and I'll take the rest. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's how you do that right there. That's a good trade, isn't it?
Okay.
So, yeah, don't tell your mom that you got some money, all right? Yeah. All right, I love interacting. It's Emma Keller right now with 8 points. She's got a foul. Mariah Gehring with 8 points right now. Landon Henderson's got three fouls, and she's got 5 points right now. Reagan Weisbeck with a point, 5 points and two fouls for Heidi Olson, 4 points and two fouls for Katie Chemnitz, 2 points each for Charlie Henderson and also Sophia Oberlund. And there we go. That's your scoring. Thank you. And right now we're going to hear from Cahill Bauer & Associates, as Cahill Bauer & Associates has brought to you this halftime stat sheet right here on Star 99.
Hey, it's just about tax time. Do you have your tax papers together yet? Take your corporate farm or ranch papers to my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates, and he will help plan your taxes before the end of the year and prepare them for your best return because he's smart. If you need accounting services, he can do that too, or give them to one of his other smart accountants. Call my dad at Cahill Bauer & Associates and tell him Bentley sent you.
We are at halftime right now as the Mobridge Pollock girls have come out of the locker room and they're getting loose and ready for the second half. And here come the Stanley County girls. We've got about 4 minutes left here in the halftime as we are going to send it back to the studio. We got to thank our sponsors. I want to remind everybody that Regionals Regional basketball tournament is starting next week. If you would like to be a member of the regional broadcasting, broadcasting advertisers, call our radio station, 845-3654, or toll-free, long distance, 1-800-658-3451, and say you would like to be a partner in the regional broadcast on Star 99 next week for the girls. And I think what you can do is also say, I want girls and boys. I don't think we're going to sell it individually. I think it's for both the boys and girls regionals, which are on the way. So, again, if you'd like to partake, be a partner, just call the radio station and we'll get her done for you. With that in mind, we're going to take a two-minute break. 2 minutes, and we're going to come back with the second half, hopefully, right here on Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Winter weather is hard on your paint and underbody of your vehicle. At Owyhee Car Wash in Mulbridge, we want to help you take care of your vehicle with our new automatic car wash bays on West Grand Crossing. Choose from our touchless or soft touch wash to make your vehicle look great both underneath and outside. Keeping your car clean helps prolong the value too. Owyhee Car Wash is proud to sponsor this sports broadcast and grateful we can serve you.
At Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, your health is our number one priority. Hi, this is Darcy Dykehouse, Executive Assistant. And if you need medical care, then trust our team. Physician Assistants Heather Olson and Clint Perman, and Nurse Practitioners Candida Gehring, Jesse Norder, Karen Freiling, Todd Selfrank, and Annette Hollenbeck. And don't forget about Dori Voidy, our Nurse Practitioner and Certified Nurse Midwife. Good luck from our team to yours from Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics.
Well, here we go. Just want to let you know that we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, Star 99, KOLY-FM, Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. As both teams have come to the bench, getting last-second advice from the coaching staffs. Tigers come out on the floor with Olsen and Gehring. Also out there, Weisbeck, Keller, and Landon Henderson. Stanley County still hasn't made their way to the floor right now. Looks like they're going to go with the starters, too. Candace Hand. Also out there is going to be Maddie Duffy. Coming out is going to be Jordan Sosa. I'm trying to see Carly O'Connor and Taylor Shroop. So, Mulridge Pollock will go to work. And it's going to be Olsen. Olsen works it in, and he goes all the way to the basket, up and good. Back the other way, it's going to be Stanley County working against pressure, and there's going to be a whistle at the midcourt stripe. And Landon Henderson is going to get caught with her hand in the cookie jar. That'll be number four on her. So it'll be the Buffaloes inbounding right here in front of the scorer's table. And Duffy will set up the inbounds. Gives it off to Stroop in the backcourt. And Stroop will go to work down the right side. Down in the corner it comes. And now back out, Duffy. Duffy works her way left to right. Now the ball is almost stolen away, picked up by Stroop, and now over the top in hand, can't get the basket to go. Rebound comes out to Keller. Keller up ahead. It comes to Gehring. Gehring underneath and is going to give it back to Keller. Back to Gehring. Now back out. It comes to Olsen. Here's a shot. 17-footer on the way by Weisbeck. No good. Rebound comes out to Candace Hand. Maddie Duff now brings it into the right side. 37-26. And it's the Tigers on top right now by 11 points. Here's the curling violation. Going to go against Stanley County. Turnover. Mulbridge Pollock going to get it back. Weisbeck will bring it in. Here comes Olsen. Olsen with her hair on fire. Comes out of the backcourt to the top of the key. Left side to Weisbeck. Back at the top, Gehring. Gehring thinks about the three. Now give it off, and it's going to be Olsen. Olsen looking to penetrate. Now out to Keller. Keller puts up the three. Boom! Right there. Emma Keller gets the three, and there's going to be a steal at the midcourt stripe. Now Olsen goes all the way in, and she is leaning, can't control herself, and gets a traveling violation called against her. So Stanley County will inbound again, pressure in the backcourt. It comes into Stroop. Now Stroop has to pull up her dribble. Now looks down court. The ball is going to be tipped. And last touch by Stanley County on the way out of bounds. So the Tigers will get the turnover, and they'll inbound, and it's going to be Weisbeck right in front of her own bench. Sets up the inbound, and into the corner comes to Gehring. Gehring goes on the dribble drive. She is going to be fouled. Foul is going to go against Sosa, and that'll be number four on her. So Gehring will step up there for the third time tonight. Puts it on its way. It's going to roll around. No good. Coming out of the lineup is going to be Sosa. Checking back in there is going to be Corey Enders. Gehring right back up to the stripe. It's on its way, and it's right there. Gehring gets one out of two up there and now makes it 41-26. Mulbridge Pollock on top. Stroop this time goes on the baseline drive and is going to be fouled. Foul is going to go against Reagan Weisbeck. That'll be her first. And so Stanley County is going to inbound, and they're going to have it underneath their own basket. Comes out to Duffy. Duffy, turnaround three. No good. Rebound comes out to Olsen. Olsen pushes it up ahead. Now to Keller. Keller is going to lose the handle as she falls to the floor, and it's picked up by Stroop. Stroop coming back the other way. Now into the high paint. It's going to be O'Connor. O'Connor will put one up off the rim. No, actually, that is going to be Enders. Enders got the basket off the glass and good. 41-28. Mulbridge Pollock on top. Here's Weisbeck from three-point land. No good. Rebound and put back is no good by Hansenbuehler, but she is going to go to the line. Corey Enders will pick up the foul. That'll be her second. And here comes Emily Hansenbuehler up there for the first time tonight. Puts it on its way right there. There is some behavior at the student section that the officials are kind of concerned about. And so they've contacted the athletic director, and he has come out to make sure that the nonsense is over. All right. Emily Hansenbuehler is going to knock both of them down. Well, they're taking paper bags, and they're blowing them up and popping them is what they're doing. So 43-28, Tigers on top. Here's Stanley County. Stroop left side, comes inside, and the ball is going to be tied up, and there is going to be a jump ball. Stanley County is going to have the possession arrow, and it's going to be O'Connor to bring it in for the Buffaloes just to the left of underneath their basket. Comes into Duffy. Duffy goes on the dribble drive through the middle of the paint, leans in with a running one-hander, and it's good. 43-30 now. 13-point lead for Mobridge Pollock. Tigers with the basketball. Weisbeck, top of the key. Goes down the middle. The paint can get the roll, and the rebound is going to be last touched by Weisbeck on the way out of bounds. Corey Anders will check out of the lineup. Morgan Hoffman will check back in for the Buffaloes. Inbounds comes into Stroop. She gets double-teamed in the backcourt right away and now gives it off, and crossing the time stripe this time is going to be O'Connor. Connor give it off, and it's going to be Duffy. Duffy moves it into the right wing. Down in the corner to Hoffman. Hoffman back up top. Now Stroop over to the left side, and it's going to be from O'Connor to Duffy. Duffy throws up the three. No good. Hudson Buehler right there with a rebound. Quick outlet, and it's Emma Keller down at the other end and can't get the roll. It leaves the ball on the rim. Ball is going to be tipped, and last touch by Stanley Kelly on the way out of bounds. 4:39 left here in the third quarter. 43-30 our score. Tigers on top. Tigers will inbound from the far side. It comes in, and it is going to be this time Olson. Back out, long three on the way by Gary. No good off the front edge. Rebound comes out to O'Connor. Give it off to Duffy, and Duffy will work it through the backcourt. Has it stolen away from her, and now Olson off the window. Good. Heidi Olson with another basket. That's her third. Stanley County is trying to get the ball in bounds, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul, and Reagan Weisbeck's going to pick it up. That'll be her second. So, once again, Stanley County inbounds. Comes into Stroop. Stroop will run it out of the backcourt. Cross the time stripe and stop right there. O'Connor. Down the corner to Hand, and Hand goes on the baseline drive. She dribble, puts it back down again. That's a double dribble. And turnover, and go back the way. Inbounds. Comes in, and Coach Hennig says, slow it down a little bit. That's hard for Olson to figure out. Top of the key. On the dribble now. Goes down the right side. Has the ball stolen out of her hands. Picked up by Hand, and now Duffy up ahead to Hoffman. Hoffman works it into the corner, give it back out on the wing to Duffy. Duffy will give it to O'Connor. Now back over to Duffy at the top of the key. Into the corner again, Hoffman. She'll go on the baseline drive, bring it back out. Duffy goes from left to right or all the way around the top of the perimeter. And now there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to go against Reagan Weisbeck. Weisbeck has picked up her third. She'll check out of the ball game as Katie Chemnitz checks back in for Mobridge Pollock. 45-30. Tigers on top. 3:34 left here in the third quarter. Stanley County with the basketball. It's Hoffman. Top of the key. Give it off to Duffy. And now a 30-second violation against the Buffaloes. And a turnover. We're going to go back the other way. Checking back into the lineup is going to be Corey Anders, and Candace Hand will have a seat on the bench. Olson across the stripe, top of the key. Looks into the corner, give it off there to Keller. Now trying to go inside, the ball's loose, bodies all over the place. Mass confusion, pandemonium's broken out. Ball is a ball of possession amongst Mobley. 3:12 left here in the third quarter, 45-30. Tigers on top. Inbound comes into Olson to Gehring. Top of the kick goes down the middle of the paint. Roll up, no good. Hudson right there with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Player control foul is going to go this time against Enders, and that is the third one on Enders. So Emma Keller will set up the inbounds for the Tigers on their piece. Comes in. Hudson Buehler back to Keller. Keller up off the glass and good. 47-30. And a whistle and a foul on the inbound. Offensive foul this time against Carly O'Connor. And that'll be her third. So the Tigers once again will inbound. And it comes in. Hudson Buehler to Olson, now over to Chemnitz, now over it comes to Gehring. Gehring from the right side, baseline shot, 9-footer, No. Hit the rim about five times. Rebound comes out to Duffy, and Duffy wants to push it down the right side. Running one-hander, wild off the glass. Anders with the rebound. She'll put it up and good. Anders gets her third basket of the ball game. And it's 47-32 now. Tigers give it out to Chemnitz. Three on the way. Front edge, no good. Anders right there with the rebound for Stanley County. Now Stroop out of the backcourt across the time stripe. Stroop looks back up top, and it's going to be O'Connor. O'Connor give it off to Stroop. Stroop right side. Comes into the high paint. Has the ball stolen away. Mariah Gehring's got the numbers against her right here. A two-on-one break, and she is going to throw a hook shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow belongs this time to Stanley County. Gehring and Olson will check out of the lineup. Charlie Henderson and Sophia Overland will check back in there for Mulbridge Pollock. Inbounds comes in. Hoffman. Hoffman in the backcourt now. Going to lose the handle. It's stolen away. Hudson-Buehler goes down inside. And I'm pretty sure she established her pivot foot, but they're going to say traveling anyway. O'Connor will check out for Stanley County. Back in there is going to be Hand. Inbounds comes in. No, it's stolen away. It's picked up this time by Keller. Give it off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz tries to come back inside with it, and the ball ends up in the hands of Duffy. So Emma Keller picks up the foul, trying to get it back. That'll be her second one. 47-32. Here's on top, 142 left here in the third quarter. Here's Coffey in the backcourt. Gets cut off now, takes it across the time stripe. Into the middle, running one-hander, throws one up there. Charlie Henderson right there with the rebound. Give it off, and it's going to be Overland. Overland comes back out, and she is going to be fouled as she was trying to pass the ball up front. And for Duffy, that's the third foul on her, the uh-oh foul for Duffy for Stanley County. Tigers on the attack. Overland inside. Nice pass comes in. Shot up, no good. This time the rebound. Charlie Henderson off the glass and good. 49-32, 1:12 left here in the third quarter. Tigers on top. And a timeout called in the corner before the five-second violation. Timeouts brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. 49-32, Tigers on top. We're going to take 30. Come right back, Star 99.
Great Western Bank in Mulbridge is providing a full range of financial services to its personal and business banking customers. Wherever you are in life, we have a wide range of products and services to help you along the way. From everyday banking needs to the financial tools to help you plan for tomorrow. We are always trying to find a better rate, better option, and a better solution for you. This is Misty Helm, branch manager at Great Western Bank in Mulbridge, doing what it takes to make your life great. Great Western Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, welcome back here. 107 left here in the third quarter, 49-32. Mulbridge Pollock on top. It's Stanley County with the basketball inbounding from their baseline. Comes in Duffy, now Hoffman, and now trying to go inside with it. And Hudson-Buehler says, I'm not having any of that, knocks it out of bounds. So once again, Stanley County will inbound from the corner. And it's going to come into Duffy. Duffy way out there on the right side. Comes in. Turnaround shot up and good by Corey Enders. That'll be her fourth basket. And it's 49 now to 34. Charlie Henderson back the other way. Three, boom, right there. How about that? Stop and pop three-pointer for Charlie Henderson. 52-34. Tigers on top. Under 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. As Duffy was coming flying through the middle of the paint with that running one-hander, and Emma Keller is going to pick up number three. So here comes Duffy up there. She is a first-timer. First one is right there. Maddie Duffy coming up for the second time. One shot only. She spins the ball now, puts it in her hand, and it's right there. So Duffy gets both sides here, which makes the score now 52-35. Tigers on top. They're on the attack right now, and Hudsonbuehler trying to squeeze a pass in, and it's stolen away. Hand comes up with it. Hoffman up ahead, now to Duffy. Duffy to the baseline and has to bring it back out. Stroop. Stroop is going to take too many steps trying to make a move there. And it's going to be a traveling violation, another turnover, and Mobridge Pollock will go the other way with it. 19 seconds left here in the third quarter. 52-36, Tigers on top. They've got the basketball. Here is going to be Sophia Overland. Give it up to Charlie Henderson. Now into the hands of Katie Chemnitz. Back to Overland. Now Henderson. Henderson looks into Keller this time. Keller trying to go back inside. The ball stolen away. And Stroop in the backcourt is going to give it up ahead. Shot on the way. No good. After three, our score, Tigers 52. And it is the Buffaloes 36. Back in 60 seconds. Right here on Star 99.
The local real estate market is hot, so give us a call at Bridge City Real Estate to list your property today. If you own a home, business, land, or lots and wish to get them on the market for sale, we are your local realtors with over 46 combined years of experience and would be happy to help you through the process of buying or selling. Check out our website at bridgecityonline.com. You can find our contact information and our current inventory on our website, bridgecityonline.com. Good luck to the Tigers from Harley Overseth, Riley Jensen, Harold Knutson, and Jackie Heil.
Hey, Matson, remember, you've got a dental appointment after school today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sure glad I go to the McClellan Swanson Dental. I have friends that hate to go to the dentist.
Why do you like them?
When I go, they're so nice, so I'm not scared at all. They tell me what they are doing, so I feel very comfortable. If your kids need a dental checkup, call my friends at McClellan Swanson Dental in Mobridge. They're the best dentists around.
Well, here we go. Last 8 minutes of basketball here tonight, and on the floor for the Tigers right now, it's going to be Gehring and Chemnitz, Keller, also Weisbeck and Olsen. Out on the floor for the Buffaloes, it's going to be Duffy and Stroop, also Hoffman out there. Hand, and also out there is going to be Enders. And right away, there's going to be a turnover as the ball came in bounce for Stanley County, a traveling violation. So Mobridge Pollock goes back to work. Olsen, top of the key, looks left, goes left. Give it out there, and now Chemnitz. Chemnitz way out there on the wing spot. Goes cross-court now. Give it off there to Keller. Over to Gehring. Gehring puts up the three, and it's off the back edge. No good. Stroop right there with the rebound, and she wants to push it back the other end. Gets it across the stripe. Now hand it off to Duffy. Duffy will work it from left to right around the top of the perimeter. Hoffman now over to Stroop. Stroop back over there on the left side. Down in the corner, it's Duffy. Duffy on the baseline drive. And there is going to be an offensive foul. Foul is going to go against Maddie Duffy. And Duffy has just picked up her fourth foul. Coach Braislin is looking at her bench right now. Back the other way. Here's a three-pointer on the way. No good that time by Chemnitz. Rebound to Stroop. Stroop will come back the other way. Give it off to Hoffman. Hoffman takes it into the corner. Now Duffy. Duffy, one dribble. Back out it comes to Hoffman. Hoffman goes three-pointer on the way. And this one up the front edge. No good. Rebound comes out. Here come the Tigers. Up ahead it comes to Chemnitz on the baseline. Up off the window and good. Katie Chemnitz finishes the break. 54 now to 36. Backcourt. Here's Stroop. Stroop gets it across the time stripe. And a timeout called by the Stanley County bench. Timeouts are brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. 54-36. Tigers on top. Back in 60. Star 99.
Could you use $1,000 to help pay for college? Apply now for a WRT $1,000 scholarship. WRT scholarships are available to both high school seniors and college students. Students and or their parents must have WRT internet or phone service to be eligible. Apply online at westriv.com by March 1st. WRT scholarships. Just one more reason it really pays to be with WRT.
It's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Doug Heil at 845-3603 today.
Welcome back. 6:44 left here in the ball game, and it's Mobridge Pollock on top, 54-36. Stanley County with the basketball. Shot up, no good. Hand right there with the rebound. Give it off to Duffy, and now here's Hoffman. Hoffman goes to the baseline and is cut off there. Brings it into Stroop. Stroop inside the paint. Turnaround, no good. Hand with the rebound. No good on the putback, and here comes Keller. Keller out to the lead. Now give it up inside the high paint. Around shot up and good. Heidi Olsen with her fourth basket of the ball game. 56-34. Shot up, no good. Keller with the rebound. Now give it up, and it's Olsen. Olsen top of the key. Here's Weisbeck. Weisbeck comes inside the paint and is going to get the ball knocked off her knee and goes out of bounds. Hand will check out. Also, Enders will check out. Coming back in there is going to be Sosa and O'Connor. 56-36. 20-point lead right now for Mobridge Pollock. And 5:55 left here. Here's a steal in the backcourt. Olsen. Olsen will go up off the window and good. And this time in the backcourt, there's going to be a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to go against Reagan Weisbeck, and that is number four on her. Olsen will check out of the lineup. Coming back in there is going to be Sophia Overland. At the stripe is Tarly Haley Stroop. As she gets ready, first one on the way, and it's going to be off the back. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Overland, and she'll take it all the way to the top of the key. Now right side, it's Gehring. Gehring goes through the middle of the paint, can't get the shot, and the rebound is Stroop. Now Hoffman. Hoffman back the other way. Into the left side, three-pointer on the way. Front edge, no good. Duffy with the rebound, and Duffy is going to give it out to O'Connell. O'Connell's going to have the ball stripped out of her hands, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul on this play. Foul this time is going to go against Mariah Gehring, and Gehring will pick up her first foul of the ball game. 1-1 coming up. Mariah Gehring going to check out. Charlie Henderson back in. Also coming out is going to be Emma Keller, and back in there is going to be Emily Hudson-Bueller. First one on its way, and it's right there. O'Connor. We'll get the bonus shot. She'll set up 58 now to 37. And the second one is right there as well. So it's a 20-point lead now. 58-38. Mobridge Pollock on top. Back the other way in a hurry. And a nice pass underneath as Katie Chemnitz goes to the basket strong and gets her fourth basket of the night. Back the other way in a hurry. 60 to 38. After traveling violation, Tigers lead. They're going to get the ball back after the turnover. Inbound comes in. Overland, give it off to Charlie Henderson down in the corner. Henderson falls down, and they're going to say traveling. She comes up laughing about it. Yeah, we all do it. We all slip sometimes. Hoffman gets the inbound. Backcourt, cross time stripe up, and it comes to Duffy. Duffy goes through the middle of the paint. And the foul is going to go this time against Overland. That'll be her second. Duffy, first one on its way, front edge, no good. Maddie will be up there for the fourth time tonight. Duffy's off the back edge, front end, and finds the bottom of the net. 60 to 39. Mobridge Pollock on top. Sophia Overland has to run into this one. She kind of lost the handle. Pick it up, give it off to Weisbeck. Now here is Charlie Henderson for three. No good. Fight for the rebound, and body go down there. People all over the floor. And the official stopped the game because there was a dog pile in the backcourt, and they were going to try to make sure everybody was okay. Sophia Overland pops up. She's going to go back and play defense now. Stroop tries to go through the middle of the paint, stolen away. Hudsonbuehler now giving off, and it's going to be Chemnitz coming back the other way. Chemnitz, top of the key, looks over the right side now to Weisbeck. Weisbeck back out. Charlie now giving off, and it's going to be Overland. Down in the corner it comes this time. And Katie Chemnitz trying to go over the top and hits the rim. So Duffy picks it up as a loose ball. Now up top to Hoffman. As Stanley County goes back on the attack, Hoffman slips down, falls. Now Duffy's got it. Now Stroop through the middle of the paint. And there is going to be a whistle and a foul as the ball is knocked around and stolen away. Reagan Weisbeck will exit the game early as she has just fouled out of the ball game. Coming in for is going to be Grace Overland, the 5'9 freshman. 60-39, and at the line is Strobe. On its way, and no, it doesn't go. Stroop will come back up there, trying to get one out of two. It's double bonus time. Isaac fires it right there. She gets one out of two up there. And that makes the score 16 out of 40. 20-point lead for Mobridge Pollock. Tigers have the basketball. Grace Overland give it off to Chemnitz. Chemnitz right side. Give it out to Charlie Henderson. Henderson at the block. Brings it back out into the corner. And here is Chemnitz for three. No good. Rebound comes out. Sophia Overland. And there's going to be a whistle on the putback. Foul's going to go against Hoffman. That'll be her third. We're going to shoot the one and one. They say it wasn't a shooting foul. And so here comes Grace Overland up there for the one and one. On its way, first one right there. 61-40, trying to make it 62-40. She can get this one down. On its way, right there. Tigers now lead 62-40. And Stanley County comes back the other way. Here's a steal, though, and it's going to be Charlie Henderson in the backcourt. Give it off, and it's Chemnitz. Chemnitz looks back over to Henderson. Henderson right side, and she is going to take too many steps in her first step. Traveling violation, and we'll go back the other way. Inbounds is set, comes into Stroop. Stroop is going to have to come through pressure back there, and that's a traveling violation. Hoffman will check out of the lineup. Corey Enders comes back in for Stanley County. Charlie Hoffman will set up the inbounds, comes in. Sophia Overland, she'll take it to the top of the key, give it out there. Hudsonbuehler, right side, outside. Back up top to Henderson. Now Chemnitz. Now here's Sophie Gray. As back to Sophie and up, no good. She's going to go to the line, though. She's fouled. Foul's going to go against Stroop, and that's number four on her. At the stripe is Sophia Overland. First one, no, not so much. She'll get the ball back and try to get one out of two up there. On its way, back edge, no good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Stanley County, and they're in a hurry. Stroop, right side, looks underneath, trying to get it over the top of the defense to Enders, and it goes over the top of everybody and out of bounds. Emily Hudson-Buehler will check out of the lineup. Here comes Hope Keel, the 5'9 sophomore. Tigers on the attack. Here's Keel way out there on the right side. Cross court, give it off there to Chemnitz. Chemnitz a couple of dribbles, and now it's going to come back in, and it's going to be Hoffman. Hoffman back outside. Grace Overland, now to Sophia Overland. Sophia will give it on the corner. Here's a three on the way by Chemnitz. No good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Grace Overland. She'll get it back out to Chemnitz, and they'll start over again. 62-40. Here's Grace Overland from about 18. No good. Rebound to Chemnitz. Chemnitz will bring it all the way back out and work the clock. Looks right, goes right. Sophia Overland. Trying to find somebody to break it open. It's Chemnitz in the corner. Now back up it comes, and it's Charlie Henderson. Keel now. Keel goes on the dribble one time over to the right side. It's going to be Chemnitz. Now here's Charlie Henderson for three. No good. 1:40 left here in the ballgame. 62-40 our score. Tigers on top. Stroop goes right down the middle, puts a shot up. She's fouled. Foul is going to go against Keel. That'll be her first. Stroop at the line gets the first one. Tigers are going to come on the floor right now. Maddie Ross is going to check in. Also, Gretchen Olsen's going to check in for the Tigers. And it looks like it's going to be a complete line change for Stanley County. Second one by Stroop is on its way right there. She got both sides. Stroop will check off the floor. Coming in is going to be Sarah Fosheim, freshman at 5'3". Also out there is Allie Juarez, junior at 5'5", into the ball game. And for the first time tonight, it's going to be Kaysen McGee, the freshman at 5'8". I think she's closer to 5'9", 5'10". 1:19 left here. It's Stanley County with the basketball. Here's Juarez. Juarez goes down inside, give it off to McGee. McGee goes to about the free throw line, and a jump ball will be called as she is tied up with Maddie Ross. Possession arrow belongs to Mobridge Pollock. 62-42. Tigers on top, 1:09 left here in the basketball game. Charlie Henderson, way, way out there. Give it off left side now, and it's going to be Grace Overland back up to Henderson. Now Keel. Keel give it back out to Overland. Now to this time Olsen. Olsen give it off, and in the hands of Overland. Now Ross, 12 on the shot clock, 10 on the shot clock. Now they'll come in. And it's going to be a hook shot up and no good. But Hope Keel is going to go to the charity stripe. Cameron Norman, the freshman at 5'5", will pick up her first foul of the ball game. Keel up there, two shots coming up. First one is on its way. It's in and out, no good. Second one coming up for the sophomore, 5'9", Hope Keel. Takes a long look at it, now puts it on its way. It rolls in and out, no good. So it'll remain 62-42. Stanley County with the basketball. Juarez goes down the right side, give it back up top, into the hands this time of Norman. Norman over to the right side this time, and it's going to be Kerry Briggs. Freshman at 5'2 with the basket. And now here's a shot on the wall. Juarez, no good. Rebound comes out, and it's Charlie Anderson up ahead, and Keel will go up off window. Good. Keel gets the basket, and it's 64-42 now. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Tigers on top. Here's a long shot. Was up and boom. A three-pointer by Allie Juarez as time expires. Final score on your Vision Care scoreboard. It is the Tigers 64, and it is the Buffaloes 45. Right now, we've got a little figuring to do. We're going to find out who the Merkles food player of the game will be. We'll have that when we return right here after this message from Merkles Foods.
Hey, it's just about tax time. Do you have your tax papers together yet?
Star 99 is bringing you high school sports action every week, and Merkles Foods is bringing you the player of the game all season long. When will rivals go head-to-head? Who will make it out of the regular season? Tune in here to find out which games we are bringing you next. Or visit drgnews.com for scheduled details. Merkles Foods in Mulbridge, your proud sponsor of the Player of the Game on Star 99.
Well, looking through my stat sheet here and trying to figure out who the Player of the Game is going to be tonight, tell you what, one player really had an outstanding game, and she not only played varsity, but she played a lot of JV too. But she was ready to come off the bench and help out where she could. And I'm talking about Katie Chemnitz. Chemnitz tonight scored 10 points in the contest. And, well, congratulations, Katie. You have earned another T-shirt. You are the Merkles Foods Player of the Game. Just before we get out of here, driven by the Office of Highway Safe, Star 99, AOLY-FM, Mobridge. Drive sober or get pulled over. We also want to say thank you to the good folks at Insurance, Riverside Home Furnishings, and Sitting Bull College for the video coverage tonight. Scoreboard brought to you by Vision Care Associates. Player of the Game brought to you by Merkles Foods. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. The halftime is brought to you by Cahill Power and Associates. In-game sponsors, Bridge City Real Estate, Mulbridge Regional Hospital and Clinic, State Farm Insurance Agent Doug Hile, White Car Wash, West River Telecommunications, Great Western Bank, and McClellan Swanson Dental Office. Timeouts tonight were brought to you by Premier Equipment. Visit one of your local Premier dealerships for all your implement needs. The tip-off tonight brought to you by MTU, Montana Dakota Utilities, in the community to serve. The Law on the Court was brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Starting lineups tonight were brought to you by Gas and Goodies of Mulbridge. The keys to success tonight were brought to you by Jensen Rock and Sand. For Mary Schreier back at the studio and Jordan Bauman, I'm Andy Shue. Good night.